So we're looking at the photos kindly deposited by Sue Bolton with us relating to her dad, Ken Court. And we've just got the first photo here, which shows, well, you describe it for us, Sue.
My father's in the middle of the three seated men, and they're presenting the first apprenticeship school awards, as far as I know.
And your dad described this photo for you. He said it was the first apprentice intake. Is that right?
Yeah, that he'd taken in the school because they had an apprentice school.
And did he say when that school started? When would you know that at all? No, because I know that a lot of people have sort of said 1945 was about the time that it started up. So that would kind of make sense.
Because dad would have finished his apprenticeship, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
And then done his on the floor with supervisory, and then took on the school. So perhaps 10 years into his working at Fieldings would probably be about right, wouldn't it? Yeah.
And so we've got the series of cricket photos now, the sports teams. Where's your dad in these photos?
No, sorry, this isn't my dad. This is my uncle. It's Uncle Reg. That's his twin brother.
So Uncle, in the second photo, Uncle Reg is in the middle row, and he's in the middle of that row.
I can't see anybody I know on that one.
So that's the third photo. So Reg, neither Reg nor Ken is on that photo. Okay. Number four.
I think this might be possibly just teams that they... Because I think Uncle Reg perhaps ran the cricket, or that was his sport, wasn't it?
I can't see them.
Back row, third from the left is Uncle Reg.
And that's in number five.
Yeah, I wish you'd written. I believe on this photograph, these were apprentices on the sports day, as far as I can remember what Dad said. These were from his apprentice school, and it was on the Fielding sports day.
So that's photo number six. And would he have been in charge of the apprentices at those sports days? Did he mention that at all?
No, he didn't mention. I think they just... There is some sports days photos here, but I'm sure that's apprentices from the school that entered the sports. That one is Uncle Reg with a cup for whatever it was. I presume it was cricket, because that was his sport.
That was seven.
Dad's written on the back here. That's Dad's writing. Fielding's first sports relay race. I'm just below the house. So I think... Just below the house, you think? One, two, three, four from the right.
In the vest.
Yeah, it'd be Ken.
Is that the Wingham Sports Field, is it?
I'm not sure. No, I don't know where they did it.
They did do some of the sports down in Studmeadow Road.
Yes, they did.
Hempstead.
Yeah, they had their own sports club, didn't they?
Because they had two Sunday league teams, didn't they?
So going on from there, I think this is the same sports day, although it's not written on. And so that would be Dad there. How do you want to put that one in?
So in this photo, he is the one in the dark shorts who is next to the black and white pole on the right-hand side of that pole.
Mm. Now, apart from that message, this is Fielding Sports Days. In the high jump, he came second. This is Dad. And his total winnings, I presume they totted up what they'd done, and he won a barometer. Unfortunately, the barometer went when Dad died. We haven't got the barometer. It wasn't signed. It didn't have anything on there to say it was Fielding's, but he did keep the barometer. And that was him on the...
He's got a good height on that photo, hasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Without any what we said when we looked at it, there's no matters there. There's no nothing to land on.
Grass either side, no.
And nothing to spring off, is there? He would have just landed straight down on the grass, wouldn't he?
That's fantastic. Was he always a really sporty character?
Very, yeah, very. See, that looks like one of the apprentices just there, doesn't it? If you looked at that other photo.
He played bowls for the county, didn't he?
Yeah, with his father.
So the next two cricket photos, neither of them on that one.
Teams. And I'm not sure. I think this was from Uncle Reg. Was a Fielding's either reunion or some of the men he worked with, but I don't know any of the men on there.
And that's, I think that's one that relates to an envelope of photos that we'll get onto in a bit.
What did you say these the war?
I think this photo must be to do with the ARP, so the air raid precaution people.
That's not on this one, but Uncle Reg is second left, middle row. That's Uncle Reg there. Look very smart, don't they?
They do indeed.
Yeah. Now, this is the Fieldings Hockey Club, and Dad was very keen hockey. He played hockey for City. And Dad is fourth from the right on the back row. He looks very military, doesn't he?
So he's the fourth player from the right, not including the guy in the military outfit.
Yeah.
And you said he played hockey for the City?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hockey was one of his sports with, well, rugby, football, everything.
One of his many sports. Mm-hmm.
Atlas Works, you see, that's how we got this one.
And is he in this photo of the football team, 45-46? No.
But they had two teams in the Sunday League, didn't they? One was Fielding and Platt, and the other one was Atlas Athletic.
Right.
In the Gloucestershire and District Sunday League.
And which was the first team, as it were?
Fielding and Platt was the first
team. They were the first team, and Atlas Athletic were the second.
It looks, it's a, I don't know, it was taken outside a, I presume that's a changing
room. That's a railway carriage.
Yeah. Would you think it would be used as a
changing
room?
They actually made the railway carriages, didn't they? Mm. That was probably their changing hut, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was indeed, yeah.
Yeah.
They used those until they got proper changing facilities down there. So I still have yet to find out how the carriages got from Fielding and Platt down to Sudmeadow Road.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is one of the mysteries of one of these projects.
That was a junior team. They look quite young, don't they?
They do.
45-46.
Mm.
And I should have said, if that was Dad's photo, it would have been one of the last ones he'd have had from Fielding, so it may well have come from Uncle Reg.
Mm.
I'm not quite sure what this presentation is. My dad is in the centre at the back row. It's very smart, I'm not sure.
So he's fourth from the left in the black suit with the black tie.
Yeah. I can't read unless you could blow that up. You wouldn't know what the cup was for, would you?
And this is probably getting the cup, isn't it? It's the same cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But who the people are, I don't know. But Fielding's related, I should think.
This is the photo of lots of workers looking up at the camera.
Yeah.
I guess it could be machinists or, you know.
It must have been a shift of some sort, I should think. Perhaps it was one of their shifts.
I mean, he could even have been taking the photo.
That
might be why he isn't in it.
Now, these are all Uncle Reg's, because that's Uncle Reg's writing.
So this is the envelope of photos. And this.
Which I don't think I'm going to... I will know anybody really on here. Because they were probably after Dad's time. Looks as though perhaps it was a presentation evening, do you? Might be as a clock or...
It could have been an apprentice prize gift or something like that.
Uncle Reg...
Kind of boozy.
Yeah. Probably at Fielding's Club, wasn't it? Yeah. But knowing Uncle Reg, he probably took all these and never got one taken himself.
Was Reg quite a photographer then?
He did take far more photographs than my dad took through their lives. He had far more. When it came time to sort of Uncle Reg's things, he had far more photographs. But luckily, this wasn't long before he died. He did this. And he was going to get round to labelling it, but I think time caught up with him. Must have been their tie, do you think?
He did have a Fielding's tie, yeah.
Perhaps that was
it. So Fielding Sports and Social Club was eventually taken over by Gloucester City Football Club, wasn't it?
Yes.
In Sudmeadow.
Yeah.
Because that's Skittles then, isn't it? You see. So it must have been a social evening, a presentation skills evening, I think, mustn't it? So we should date it by their clothing.
It's very rough with that. It looks 60s. This is a unique photo I've never seen.
These are the ladies during the war years, isn't it? Mm.
Yeah, they're the war workers at the factory.
Your dad must be either taking the photo or in amongst it.
I think it looks like an official photograph, that, doesn't it? Perhaps taken by the local press or something. But I don't know any of the ladies on there.
Is there any men in there?
No.
It's absolutely fascinating, that photo. I've never seen one like it. Mm. And yeah, it's amazing that it's, you know, come out of the woodwork for this project, because what a great story to be able to say these...
That's going to be the women working in the factories during the war years.
Yeah. And I mean, I've spoken to a few ladies that work there during the war years, but never seen anything like this, showing all of them that were there.
That's right.
And, you know, having sort of seen them and spoken to them, they've described their clothing, but their clothing is right there. So when they're talking about, their hair being tied up, we can see exactly how they tied it up.
It's a wonderful picture, really, isn't it?
And it's fascinating to see the ladder, fire ARP only.
Incredible. I'm sorry to say, I don't know anybody on it.
No.
Yeah.
It's probably taken at the end of the war, isn't it?
Yeah, looks...
Wow.
Yeah, it's an interesting one.
Is your dad part of this Home Guard?
Reg was, wasn't he?
Reg, I'm not sure whether Dad's on there. Dad did more. They were living at, don't know whether you know it, on Stroud Road, there's Oak Bank.
No, I don't know.
It was a school for people with children with
breathing
difficulties. So it was quite up on the side of Robinswood, up there. And at the time of the war, and then that's important. They were living up there, and I think Dad was a warden more for there because his parents were caretakers of the school, so they had a house up there.
It's actually written on the back of their Home Guard, isn't it?
Oh, this is Uncle Reg's.
No, that's got to be late in his life, isn't it?
That was
judging from the writing.
Yeah, that was late. That was not long before he died.
So, Uncle.
8 from the right, Uncle Reg in the back row. I'm sure Dad's not on this one.
No, because I don't think he wasn't.
I don't think. Oh, I think he did. I think he did the Stroud Road Oak Bank one. No, he's not on there. No, that's just Uncle Reg on there. Very young dad, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's got to be his apprentices, isn't it?
This must be the apprenticeship school on the sports day, I think. Mm. What we were looking at earlier, do you think?
It looks like that, yeah. And they've got these were apprentice association badges there.
Yeah.
So that would make sense.
Mm. How old do you reckon dad looks there?
Sort of middle 20s, late 20s.
He does look young.
Yeah. He married them when 27, didn't he?
He
was 29 when he got married, actually.
Yeah.
So that I should imagine that was early 40s, would you? So he's probably 23, something like that, wouldn't he be?
Could work.
So that's the apprenticeship sports day.
They all look so young, don't they, those apprentices? I mean, the guy to your dad's left, it would be. He looks not old enough to be an apprentice. No. He doesn't even look 14, does he?
No.
Amazing.
When Dad spoke about the apprentice school, they used to come from all different schools, didn't they?
Yeah, we used to talk about, after the war, they came from the grammar schools.
Schools as well. But if they had somebody, there was one lad went there and Dad said he just wasn't with his hands. He couldn't do it. But they found him another apprenticeship somewhere.
Yeah.
He wasn't just...
And some of them went on from apprenticeships to universities, didn't they?
Mm. And had quite good careers. Mm. But he said there's this one lad, he said, and he just couldn't, it wasn't his cup of tea. Mm. But instead of saying no, they found him somewhere where he could use his skills that he had. Mm. So they didn't used to just throw them and say, oh, you're no good. Mm. They seemed to make use of them somewhere else. Mm. So whether it was in Fieldings or whether he went somewhere else, I don't know.
And was that a difference that he'd noted then? Was it sort of more people not from grammar schools before the war, and then afterwards there was a shift towards taking people from...
Yeah, so. Because
right up until the end, he thought it was the worst thing we'd ever done is not offer apprenticeships anymore. We were going to survive without these qualified people he didn't know, and so it's coming round again now, isn't it? Yeah, you could never understand why people weren't given apprenticeships and
training for the future.
So, but now they're going back to it, aren't they? Yeah. So it's all gone. It's all gone full circle, isn't it? You'd be quite happy with this.
I'm glad.